Another delicate issue on President Obama's agenda in New York today is Sudan. The president made room in his schedule to attend a summit on the future of Africa's largest country. A 2005 peace agreement ended a brutal civil war between the North and South that left more than 2 million dead. As part of the peace deal, Southern Sudan is scheduled to vote in January on whether to become independent. As Peter Martel reports, the vote is raising tensions in the North and expectations in the South.
Yes, yes, for separation. No, no, for unity. Yes, yes, for separation.
On the streets of the southern Sudanese capital, Juba, hundreds of people march in support of a referendum for independence. The South is a region of jungle, swamps and grassland that was left in ruins by the war. But it already has the trappings of its own nation, its own elected government, army and even a national anthem and flag. And the impending vote is creating enormous excitement.
We have that sense of excitement because it's something that none of us have ever thought of having it at our time, but it was something right well overdue.
Are you looking forward to vote?
Very much. I'm so happy that the time has come, and this is what we've been waiting for since 6 years has gone. Now is our time.
Can I ask how you'll vote on the day? Will you vote for a united Sudan or an independent South Sudan?
Of course, independent South Sudan. I'm very sure of that.
But that sense of anticipation is not shown in the north of the country. These are the hot and dusty streets of the capital, Khartoum, about 2 hours' flight north from Juba. Many here are worried about the consequences of the South breaking away, since the bulk of Sudan's oil reserves lie in the South. Abdulmuneem Abu Idris is a journalist with the Al-Adhas Arabic daily newspaper in Khartoum.
If Southern Sudan choose separation, there is a concern of economic situation in North Sudan, because the budget of Sudan now, more than 70% depend on oil, and more than 80% of the oil produced in Southern Sudan.
Idris says he's also worried about the possibility of a return to war.
There's a lot of people who are nomads. They are from North Sudan, but normally they live 5 months in Southern Sudan. If Southern Sudan choose independence, what are they going to do? Those people, they are arms, and some people, they have a militia.
Are you hopeful for the future, or are you worried?
I'm completely worried for the future.
The referendum process is already well behind schedule, and many are concerned that any delay could lead to an angry reaction in the South. There are also fears about what would happen to the estimated 1.5 million Southerners currently living in the North if the South does choose independence. For The World, this is Peter Martel in Sudan.